At JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, Florida later today, longtime Boston Red Sox catcher and team captain Jason Varitek will announce his retirement. Varitek debuted with the Sox in 1997. Here are some of the numbers. He played in 1,546 games, had a .256 career batting average, and hit 193 home runs. In 2004, Varitek stuck his big catcher's mitt in the face of the Yankee slugger Alex Rodriguez, helping to spark the Red Sox to one of the most amazing playoff comebacks in baseball history. He captained the Red Sox to World Series wins that year and again in 2007. Joining us this morning to look back on the long and somewhat storied career of Jason Varitek is author and baseball historian, our Red Sox analyst, Glenn Stout. Glenn, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.
How will you remember Jason Varitek's career?
Well, I think, like many people in Red Sox Nation, you know, the enduring image of Varitek is probably when he shoved his glove in Alex Rodriguez's face. That was an act that was probably more important for its optics, I think, than its reality. But it did seem to mark a difference in the rivalry. And I think in some ways it's almost unfortunate that he's going to be remembered probably so much for that when his contribution to the Red Sox actually, you know, took place over a 15-year period. And that's not insignificant in and of itself.
Well, where do you think Varitek rates among the Red Sox greats?
Well, you know, I think the best Red Sox catcher of all time is probably still Carlton Fisk. Varitek is certainly in the conversation for being the next guy, I think. You have to go way back to people like Bill Kerrigan, who was a Red Sox catcher in 1912, for instance, who's a great player. You know, Rich Gedman had some good years, a few other guys, but no one had the longevity of Varitek. So I think you can place Varitek right behind Carlton Fisk and be pretty secure in that ranking.
You know, some people are talking about whether or not the Red Sox should retire Varitek's number. The Sox are notoriously stingy about retiring people's numbers. Do you think that they should?
They've got their own set of rules for that, and he doesn't seem to qualify. I mean, he's not going to make the Hall of Fame, and that seems to be one of the criteria they throw up every now and then. And I think it's best for everybody just to sit back and wait a little bit because, you know, Boston is a funny place. People can get forgotten pretty quickly here. You know, we tend to think more of people like Varitek right when they leave than perhaps we do a few years later. So I think there's plenty of time later to discuss whether or not his number should be retired. And this probably isn't that time quite yet.
So good role for Varitek then, traveling the minor leagues, working for the Red Sox, if in fact that is his destiny?
Yeah, I mean, that would be a kind of an ideal situation for him because, you know, players today retire with wealth and everything else, but what they find out that they miss is kind of the camaraderie in the clubhouse, yet they don't want the grind of being a minor league coach and traveling each and every day. So being some kind of traveling instructor, that would be a nice landing spot for him, allow him to keep his foot in the game. Maybe he might want to become more involved at a later date, but it's a nice thing for him to do transitionally, I think, just, you know, psychologically. Logically, because it's tough after playing 15 years in the major leagues just to turn off that switch.
Impact on the Red Sox of Varitek leaving, especially on the pitching staff, especially Josh Beckett, has been dependent on Varitek's presence behind the plate. How much will he be missed there?
Well, I think he will be missed. I don't think he'll be missed maybe quite as much as many people think, because you have to remember that over the last couple of years, the Red Sox have really been transitioning to using other catchers more than Varitek. Although Beckett had been more dependent on Varitek than some others, you know, he's a professional. He'll adapt. It's not like they're throwing two guys fresh out of the minor leagues behind the plate. I think the pitching staff will be fine. Josh Beckett just has to commit to himself that he's not going to be thrown to Varitek. And I think that once the competitive juices get going in game time competition, I don't think that's going to be much of a problem, really.
Quick answer to this this question, Glenn, if I might ask. Manager Bobby Valentine, the new guy, says he will not name a new captain to the team, so the Red Sox are losing Veritek and losing the role of captain. Is that a big deal?
It's not really a big deal. I mean, I'm reminded of that old line about the vice presidency not being worth a bucket of warm spit, and being a captain under Bobby Valentine is probably not worth a bucket of warm spit, because there's one guy that's going to be in charge of this team, and that's going to be Bobby Valentine.
Our Red Sox analyst Glenn Stout and baseball historian Glenn Stout, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Glenn Stout's latest book, Fenway 1912, has won the Seymour Medal for Best Baseball Book of 2011 by the Society for American Baseball Research.